Good Sisters. Art, 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 art sisters.
Hello, and welcome back to the podcast. Today, I'm here on a special adventure with my friend Laura Hanganu, and we have been at the artist residency, the Bella Valentina residency in Czech Republic, and we felt like this would be the perfect time to seize the opportunity, seize the moment, and to, yeah, record a little conversation, a little inspiration.
Enjoy the last moments.
Enjoy the last moments, yeah. Exactly. And yeah, tell us a little bit about, because you are, let's say, a multinational, international artist, and you've been living in the Czech Republic for
five years now. Yeah. I'm a small part, I'm Czech, I feel.
Okay.
Even if I don't speak the language, but yeah, I feel like it's home for me, at least at the moment. Yeah. So I was born in Romania. And I stood there for 14 years. So, you know, like the childhood was there, and I feel like a bit is influencing me.
Yeah.
And then I moved to Italy, and it was completely different. You know, sun and happiness and good food. So, yeah, I'm feeling more Italian than Romanian sometimes. I miss more Italy. I miss the weather. That's the thing that I miss the most. Yeah, and now I'm here, and here I'm having my family, and, you know, I have two kids, and things are getting serious, you know, I cannot play anymore, so, yeah.
It's difficult to find space for your art practice and space for just committing to the thing that's driving you and making you feel alive, right?
It's hard to find the space, it's hard to find the time, you know, the physical space, and you have to a bit, you know, find the balance between the house and the work and doing everything right and saying, okay, this is my space for family, and then I close it, and not that I don't think about it, but, you know, I try to focus more on my art, and let's say I have periods in where it's very good, and periods where I'm saying I cannot do it anymore, I have to put something aside, or I don't know. But I think everybody, you know, just has to find the balance. I don't think it's so easy for everybody,
right.
But everybody will do 1,000 stuff, and yeah.
Well, and it's balancing your passion, your career, all the bits that you want to fall into place with the quote-unquote real life, right? I think in the past, maybe the idea of the artist life was something very independent of all, but we are maybe changing the way we perceive and view what it can be and what it can become, and shape it in a way that feels comfortable and healthy for us. And we've been talking with Christy a lot about the mental health component behind the artist journey, and so that's what we wanted to talk to Laura about a little bit today. My partner Christy's off to Amsterdam. So.
Hello, Christy. Have fun.
And so we were, you know, we didn't want to delay. We wanted to have Laura on the podcast and make sure that we asked some of these important questions and unearth the reality of what is that balance like? How do you make it work? How do you live in a healthy state, or how do we kind of inch towards what we feel is healthy for us?
How do I keep my sanity?
Precisely.
Yeah. Well, art is, you know, obviously a big part of my life, and it becomes bigger and bigger, you know, and I think like it moves the elbows to make more space.
Right.
And it started at the beginning, like, just okay, let's have 2 hours just to throw some paints on a canvas and to put it on the wall because I needed some colors on the wall. And then opportunity by opportunity, I was like, okay, I can do this. Or, okay, people really appreciate my work. So that gave me the strength to say, okay, it's time for me to dedicate more and more time and to take it seriously and not only, like, it's a passion that I do once a week if I have time. If not, it's okay. I'm going to do it next year or whatever. So now I'm trying to schedule my time and to say during the weekends I leave my girls with, you know, with my husband, and I'm just closing my door and say I'm all for me, you know, all for the painting and the creating. And
it was interesting. You triggered something important, I think, there. You mentioned the fact that you are receiving positive feedback on your work, right? So there are people who have, you know, made statements about the work. There are people who are purchasing the work, many collectors. Many
lucky lately.
Yeah, many new collectors. Yeah. And, you know, selling out half of your collection in your latest exhibition. I mean, these are beautiful and wonderful signs. But how do you balance that? Because that's a feedback that you're getting that's telling you to keep going. But how do you balance not, you know, making art for some, you know, sellable reason only with your practice, right? With the need to create, rather, you know, allowing the creativity to stay what it is and to stay with you, and not say like, oh, okay, well, this painting sold because it was this color, or because this person liked this element, so I'm going to make sure. How do you balance that pressure with the internal, with the voice within you, you know, the artist saying, this is what I need to create. This is what I want to create. This is what I want to see in the world, what I need to push and feel and experience or express.
Yeah, how do you balance that? Well, it's a good question, because lately I'm actually, you know, I was analyzing the data, like which paintings sold most, and, you know, what they had in particular, like if there were landscapes, if they were more abstract, if they were big or small, or, you know, there were a lot of details that you can study. I think my husband is really helping me in this, you know, and I'm talking to him. I'm stressing him all day long about what I'm doing, and I was telling him.
I can relate.
Yeah, I mean, don't we all, right?
Yeah.
And I was telling him, you know, I think the landscapes were getting better, and maybe I should do more.
So tell us a little bit about that, this and that. What exactly are you digging into?
Yeah, well, actually, I can divide my body of work into two pieces. I started with landscapes, and very stormy and moody and, you know, a bit aggressive, if you can call it that. And the second part is more inspired to the stars. And there's shine and there's light and there are a lot of colors and a lot of texture. And they're basically not opposite, but you can see that there is a difference between the one and the other. And there's a difference in the mood, and there's different in, I think, you know, how I want to relate, you know, to what I'm creating. Yeah. And it's not always easy. It's sometimes very a very hard process. And in my most difficult moments, you know, I just give everything to the canvas, and I'm like, oh. You know, when you exhale and you throw everything out, it's like, I'm doing this to the canvas.
And we talked about this before, but there is this part of the creative process for you that was really initially linked to maybe negative emotions some kind of more dark, as you say, dark, moody, you know, we call them moody, dark, moody, or no, moody,
stormy,
abstract landscapes. Yeah. So this part, how difficult is it to kind of, now that you're in a different place, to create work? You know, we talked about this, right?
You
were in a time when it was really challenging for you, and that was where your creative strength kind of shone through.
Yeah.
You were able to create these moody abstract landscapes. You were pushing ahead, and it felt...
It's not easy, and... It's a story of love and hate, actually. Yeah. If I have to admit it, and sometimes it was so painful that I couldn't create, but it gone on for months. Like I stopped painting, And then, you know, one day you feel a bit better and you feel like, oh, okay, maybe I should try again. And then you like what you do because you feel like, oh, that's me. You know, yeah. It gets easier and easier. And there are ups and downs, right? Like everybody has their ups and when they're happy and yeah. Everything is perfect. And moments when you say like, oh, somebody help, you yeah. know. So, yeah, it's hard for me to create when I'm in those moments. And I feel like that's why it's very clear if you go, you know, on my Instagram and you see all the work that I've done, you can feel, I hope so, you know, the emotions and people are asking me, but you are so sad or you are so angry. But you know, these paintings are like so
strong.
Yeah. I was even worried because they are for somebody too strong.
Right.
And, I was saying that this work will never sell and this work is not for everybody because
no work is, right?
Yeah,
no work
is. Yeah. But I got to the conclusion that each painting has a person and each yeah. person has a painting, mm-hmm. right? So
beautifully put.
Yeah. I have words that I'm like, I'm not so convinced. And then people are like, oh, this is the most amazing thing I've ever seen, you know? And I'm like, but, you know, I have better, like, you know,
yeah.
I have things that I prefer. I think right. everybody has. So, yeah, you know.
And do you find that hard as an artist to, like, stand behind the work that you don't feel as comfortable with?
I have learned in time. Like, the more I show to people my work and, you know, they have their preference and I'm like, okay, maybe I should leave them. Maybe mm-hmm. I'm not seeing something that somebody else is seeing and yeah. I'm not feeling something at the moment. Maybe, you know, I felt it when I created it, of course. And some different messages are reaching different people, right?
Yes.
It depends on the time and on the,
yes.
how the person, we spoke about it, you know,
yeah.
the filters that is between the person and the painting, so,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah, if you create something and you feel it's this, you know, very, I'm not sure which one it was, if it was part of the stars and, you know, moon mm-hmm. collection, but if you think about the stars and someone comes and tells you it's a placenta and you are kind
yeah,
of taken back
yeah.
by that, but actually maybe that's an important expression for them in
yeah.
that moment and that
yeah.
was a healing thought and they obviously felt very connected to
yeah.
it. So
I mean, you know, placenta, it comes with a strong message,
right.
So
it's a battle,
motherhood,
yeah,
you
yeah.
know, it's the battle and it's such a delicate moment that now at the beginning I was like just, you know, shocked, oh my god, what
sure.
should I answer, but now I'm feeling like it's such a powerful thing. And if I managed to bring that up in a way or another, now I don't know if it was a good thing for her, like a good emotion for her or not, but
and
at least I did one.
And this was at Laura's exhibition when she was approached or when she connected with a potential client who was kind of commenting and giving their take on a piece of work. And, you know, the processing of other people's perspective
yeah, yeah.
is fair, it's important, but sometimes it just can catch you off guard, right?
Yeah, well, in that moment, definitely,
yeah.
it was like, I didn't know what to answer. I was like, okay, yes. I mean, you know, I'm not an expert on placentas or stuff. I don't even know what colors they are. So, you know, but it was, and I think it's even a lot very intimate, right?
Right.
To tell you, oh, this reminds me of my placenta. Now we're speaking and we're concentrating. We're repeating it so many times.
No, but it's a strong
moment. Yeah.
And I can imagine that if someone says this to you and you're looking at your painting with a completely different lens, whether it's this particular comment or some other comment.
Well,
you know,
I had interesting comments.
Mm-hmm.
Like one of the paintings that I sold recently, it's a landscape.
Yeah.
And it's for a lady and she lost her husband a while ago. And she was telling me that, you know, this painting, it reminds me so much of the ascending to the sky and, you know, and the light, because there were like some color variations and
yes.
there were some spots of very bright light. And she was like, you know, it reminds me so much of my husband, like, but in a good way, like,
Yes.
He's up there, you know?
Yes.
And it made me so, I'm getting emotional even now because I know that she's a very special person and she's very spiritual from mm-hmm. this point of view. And you never know what goes into people's mind and right. it needs, you have to be so delicate,
yes.
you know, when you step into this argument and from one point of view, we're even lucky to do what we're doing, mm-hmm. right? Because you are touching so many people in our way, of course.
Yes,
you know.
Yes.
So,
yeah. And Laura's yeah. been—you've been just so active in your community, having opportunities kind of brought to you. Come join yeah. us in this exhibition, or we'd like to showcase your work here.
Yeah.
And how has that sense of community supported you throughout the journey? You know, from.
Yes, well, I've moved to a small little town, you know, far away, not far away from Brno, but of course it's 50 kilometers. It's called Krušovany na Devičovku. I hope I pronounce it good. If not, they put the barriers at the entry of the city. And
you're not allowed back
yeah.
until you can yeah, say the yeah, name yeah, of the village.
Yeah. Please say the password.
Yes.
And, yeah, I met some, you know, for different situations. I met people around and they were creating some kind of exhibition with all the artists in the city. And one of my friends there, like, oh, you know, I know a person. Oh, and she's like, Laura, come with me. And we went there to the city hall. And this is how it all started. You know, I just brought some of my paintings at that exhibition, and then I started to have a solo exhibition, and it was so such a proud moment for me.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and yeah, it's very important. I think it's hard to relate to, you know, to meet people in Czech Republic, especially in the villages where nobody speaks English, and I'm a disaster with Czech language, so we're trying to communicate, you know. I see
yes.
that they are willing and I am willing, and
yes.
it's in our sort of way we have a sort of relationship that we build it on texts
yeah.
with you know, you translate
Google
it on
translate.
The internet. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I have no other choice, so but
yeah.
it's working, and I feel like they are also appreciating what I'm doing,
yeah.
which is great. And they're calling me the artist, you know, the neighbor
oh.
artist, and I'm like, wow, you know, that's such a fancy thing to hear. Oh, you're the artist, you know.
Yeah. And how large is the community there?
I think there are like 9,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. It's a city. It's a small city, but yeah, it's a city.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you're very close, of course, to the border with
Austria.
Yeah. And so you are, yeah. It sounds like, shopping the
yeah.
border there to ferret out new opportunities.
Now. I'm hoping, yeah. That's one of my projects for next year. You know, I'm trying to lay down a calendar and I'm taking everything professionally now, you know, and I'm trying to create some opportunities, like you said, for
yes.
next year abroad. You know, I want
yes.
to show everybody my work, you
yes.
know.
Absolutely.
Don't stop me now.
It deserves to
you
be
know?
Seen. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. yeah.
That's wonderful.
It's been a journey.
And what about in the sense of community throughout your journey? You know, how, because I know that it's played quite a role in mingling with other artists and getting
yeah.
to know people. How has that helped you? Like, what is it
oh,
like to have that kind of support?
I'm not exaggerating when I say that I owe, you know, the start of what I'm doing to communities, right? And, you know, because we know each other for a long, long time. And, yeah, it all started like a game, you know, the painting. And then I met Mama Create for some weird circumstances. And
this is the community that I had previously, which is now running under the name of Art Mums Europe.
Yeah.
So it's Art Mums Europe, but it was initially under a different name.
Yeah. But we're the same girls,
yes.
you know, with
yes.
new additions, wonderful additions, and it's nice, you know. And I always say that it's very helpful for me to put me back in line and say, okay, you have a deadline, and you know, and
how are you working on those goals?
Oh,
what's
my God,
happening?
Yeah. What do you want to do next year? Divided by season. Yeah. I'm waking up at night, divided by season.
So we're infiltrating some mantras into
our brain. It's working, it's working. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you know, I was seeing that there were exhibitions in the community organized, and like, okay, I want to create and I want to join the girls, and we had meetings and so much sharing, you know, not only art but like everything.
And I think, I mean, from my point of view, to be around other creatives, even though you connect maybe through the motherhood journey, but also as an artist, it's such a different feeling, isn't it? Like a different conversation. From my side, I can say that it's just a place where you feel heard and understood. Like, just for me, why I started and created that, because I needed that and I wanted to be able to provide that for other people too. And so it's just been such a rewarding experience to see the give and take you know, like the real peer-to-peer aspect of the community.
Yeah, it's very important. And I think that even, you know, the atmosphere that you create, it's like we have our safe space and everybody can share everything, like even feedback, you know, every time that we're giving ourselves feedback. And if it's, you know, something that for me, it's not working, I can tell, oh, it's so good, you're doing so good. So this is, I think, important, because if I feel free to tell you, Valentin or whoever, for me, it's not working, because everybody, it's not like you always create the perfect artwork, right? And it's work and work and layers and layers and tentatives and, you know, trying again and again. And I think that, you know, that's what's supposed to be like, sincere feedback and sharing and tips, you know. I tried this and this works for me, maybe it works for you, and I find this amazing site, and you know,
and someone's
and whatever,
and everybody has a different skill set, right? Everyone brings something that they're uniquely interested in, specialized in, you know, just have a natural talent for, whatever it is. And each person brings that to the table and openly shares that with the others. That's when the magic happens, because you lift each other up. Right?
And even because it's not so easy to find, it's impossible to find a community, or, you know, even if you don't call it a community, a group of people who speak about art.
Right.
And it's very hard, so, you know, I have to keep it very close to me, and I care about it a lot, and it's done so many wonderful things for me. So I hope that I can give back, you know, in my little, you know, whatever.
Absolutely.
And it's very important. I think I wouldn't be here without the community, like, honestly. So
I think you definitely stepped into your power, and it's going so, so well. I mean, I said it, kind of passed through it, but I want to really congratulate you on such a successful solo exhibition. And
Thank you. It's a huge, incredible, beautiful
moment, and you will have just so many more.
Oh, I hope so. Now I'm, you know, I'm having still the drive and all the energy from the exhibition, and I'm like, I can do everything, you know? And on one side, but on the other side is the fear, like, will I be able to do such amazing things that I've sold? Because now, you know, it's like, am I able to create beauty in the same measure, like the ones?
It's a scary feeling, right? To let it go.
It is. Because, you know, sometimes I say that the last painting is the best that you did, right? Mm-hmm. It feels like, oh, this is me. This is amazing.
This is the one.
You know,
I did it. Yeah. Now my life is finished.
Yeah, and I'm like, how can I create something more amazing than this? And sometimes I have to say this stops me a bit, you know, and I have to sit down and regroup and get again this inspiration. And
how
say,
do you do
okay,
that?
I can do it.
How do you get that inspiration? What pushes you to start creating again when you're kind of in that down
Yeah, well, first of all, the need to be alone from the kids, you know. Oh, that pushes me a lot to get, yeah, you know, to find some free time for me. But no, I think that I'm Googling a lot, like pictures, you know, like mm-hmm. images of nature and images of, now that I'm very much focused on galaxies and stars and everything. And I'm just, you know, checking my Pinterest and say, oh, okay, and this is amazing, and this is a great idea for an artwork, and oh, maybe I can, you know, get inspired. And, you know, you feel like the energy grows, and I'm like, okay, yeah, yes, I can do it, and I can try. And then there's ups and then there's downs, and oh my God, I hate what I did. You know, you leave it there and go back to it 2 weeks later, and
step by step, it's a work.
Yeah,
super. Well, we cannot wait to see where you go from here, what you'll
Thank
be creating.
You. I'm it's excited also.
Such a pleasure to finally have you on the podcast and
Thank
to talk
you for
about
inviting me.
Yeah, this incredible journey that you've had, because Thank it you. Has just been such a pleasure to watch from my side, and I just can't wait.
Well, you have an important role, and I told you so many times, and you know, you are my hero, because I know, no, like, seriously, I admire your dedication for stuff, you know, and when I say, oh, okay, I'm too tired, and I cannot stand up from the sofa to go to paint, and then I'm like, Valentin probably paints until 3 a.m. in the morning, so stand up from the couch and just go to do your work, you know, so, yeah.
Well, I'm happy
yeah.
to be that little, yeah, little yeah. down in the head.
You're like, please, go to work.
Because it's important yeah. work you're doing. So.
It's, you know, you're an example, because you've done so much, and you've achieved so much, so...
I see like, the same about you.
Yeah.
So congratulations.
So thank you for having me.
Yeah, anytime. So we'll talk to you soon.
Yep.
Thanks for being here.